In August of that year, American planes dropped the first atomic bomb in history on Hiroshima, Japan. What was your reaction to this, or the public? Did you agree with it, or did you disagree with it?
Hard question.
Yeah. This is a tough question.
Because I did not.
Right. Did, knowing that the U.S. government had
just a
this,
minute, then.
Okay. Did knowing that the U.S. government had the kind of power with the atomic weapons, did you feel, how did you feel about it? Did it make you feel safe, or was it a scary feeling knowing how much power they had?
Sort of a scary feeling.
During World War II, the Nazis killed millions of Jewish people and gypsies, all kinds of people. How did it make you feel when you... did anybody you know spend time in a Nazi concentration camp?
No.
But what did World War II mean to you and to your family?
Well, it means a lot when you're part of your family goes off to war.
Mm-hmm. Hope that's the kind of answer you want. But
did you find that television was giving you a lot of information about what was going on?
I guess. Sometimes you don't like to be
too near to what's going on, even on the TV.
Mm. And
I was working at the telephone company, mm-hmm. and I was called home while I was staying with an aunt in this town where the telephone building was. I had been called home. There was a telegram there. And my aunt, who I was living with then, she read it. And my husband had been injured. And they gave me a full report, and they kept me posted as to how he was doing. He had a skull fracture. I don't know if you've ever noticed in his left forehead off to the side, it's sunken.
Did that make you angry about the war, knowing that your husband got injured? Or did you feel it was all part of his...
Yes.
But it must have been scary having your kids at home and then having to get news like that.
That was before the kids were born.
Oh, it was before the kids were born.
Yeah.
So you had family around.
Oh, yes.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that night, then when it was time to go back to work, they said, don't go to work. And I said, yeah. Yeah, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, what can you do?
Right. So far away.
But
where you worked, did you have unions and stuff? Did you ever get involved in unions? Yeah. No. Did people around you get involved in unions? In union strikes and stuff?
Not at the telephone company.
No.
I don't know about the other places.
What about natural disasters? Were you located with any natural disasters that took place? Hurricanes? Anything stand out in your mind?
No. I guess maybe we skipped them all the time.
In your workplace, though, did you feel like you had fair wages? Or did you feel like you were paid less?
During the Depression, you don't doubt it. You're
mm-hmm.
glad you're working.
Right. So it never, you couldn't even think about it because what was going on around you.
Right.
Hmm. Did you live mainly on military bases? Or did you?
No.
No?
No. Washington, where we lived in Alexandria, Virginia, was right at the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. We had a house in St. Louis. We lived in North St. Louis and had a house. In 11th Corps in St. Louis, we lived at my in-law's home. And then we had quarters at McClellan, Fort McClellan.
Was it a hard transition moving a lot?
Not as difficult for me as it was for the boys. Mm-hmm. And when they were the age where they...
School
was very important. And missing their friends. And however, they enjoyed Tehran, Iran, more than I did, because you had so many hardships there.
Oh. And must have been different than being an American family in a foreign place.
Yes, there was an American community. It was not like a post. It was you rented from the economy. And we had a large place, but what you had to contend with was so difficult. Mm-hmm. We couldn't drink the water from the faucet. We had a driver who went to Tehran and got water from the embassy. Mm-hmm. Got it in big containers. And I constantly had to remind the boys when they brushed their teeth to use from the jug.
Oh.
And that was hard.
How did the people that lived there treat you? Besides the Americans,
yes.
You ever have...
Well, my husband worked with the schools, and the Iranians we come in contact with were very nice. Mm-hmm. And that was the more, I would say, middle to upper class. Mm-hmm. And we had little contact with the others. We had you had to have someone to sort of protect your home. Mm-hmm. And we had a woman that lived in a little house out behind our house. And she was also, she did the work for me, housework. And she was very dedicated to our boys. Mm-hmm. And they would have to walk about a half a block after they got off the bus. They had a regular school bus, military mm-hmm. school bus. And there were several Iranian boys that would get off the bus as well and go on down the street from our house. And she would always go down and meet them to kind of protect them, because they liked to argue with the boys and make remarks. And so she was a nice lady. Nice lady.
Did you long to come back to America, though?
Oh, sure, whenever you run out of water and whenever... I'll never forget when our ceiling gave way in the bedrooms where the boys were sleeping. And it also did the same thing in a dining area, and it was way up high, and we had the dining area beyond the stairwell. And the water that you did use for the bathroom or for washing, they would have that water in barrels on the top of the house. Gravity would bring it down.
Oh my goodness.
And one of those barrels sprung a leak.
Oh no.
And their building is very, well, at that time, was made up of certainly not what you do now in a building.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was just put together by mud. And that when it rained, it just fell.
Mm-hmm.
So at times like that, I was wishing I was back here.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't trade any of it for the experience
right.
that I've had.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you got married?
26.
26. So before you got married, or even while married, did you ever participate in any protests or anything like
no,
that?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever know anybody who did?
No.
No. As expansion and exploration, what were your feelings about that? You think it was important for the U.S. to control territory?
Funny, I was reading the recipe. What'd you say?
Do you think it was important for the U.S. to control territory during expansion and stuff, exploration, going west?
I don't follow that.
Okay. The U.S. at times took over areas where people lived, and did you think it was beneficial that the U.S. did that as far as Native Americans or anything?
I think what land did we take? Do you know?
I'm more or less thinking about...
No.
I see. Okay.
I can't think of.
Okay.
Of if they would be
we'll
if they would mean Panama or
yeah. How about when Hawaii and Alaska became a state?
Well, I think it was good.
It was good. Yeah, I think it was good too.
Have you ever been to Hawaii?
No, but I'd love to go there, too.
I was there. We were there 4 times.
Right.
See, our son is in Haiti now. He was at Schofield Barracks for 3 years, and then they extended him 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
He was there 5 years. And he and Carol, our daughter-in-law, had to come back to the States to Fort Leavenworth to go to command school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was orientation for her. So they called and wondered if we would come and babysit the kids. Said, yeah. And then we went on a tour. And then another time, my sister and brother-in-law went with us just to visit. It's a place you should go.
Yeah, I'd like to go there as soon as I graduate. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about the Cold War? Were you worried about the U.S. going to war with the USSR and other communist countries?
It was a big concern,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't let it dominate my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any relatives that lived in those countries, in the USSR or other countries?
I still have relatives that live in Scotland.
Oh. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's a pretty place. I'd like to go there.
Yeah. That's, it's beautiful, if it isn't raining.
Yeah. How about in the 1950s when the U.S. troops went to Korea to help fight communism? Did the, How did the Korean War affect you?
Concern for how it would turn out, for concern for the ones who had to go.
Mm-hmm. Were you surprised the U.S. became involved in the Korean conflict?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Do you think communism was something that the U.S. should have been concerned about?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did it seem that the U.S. was a powerful country in the beginning because troops were very successful in fighting their way to the Chinese border? How did you feel when the troops were pushed back to the South Korea?
Disheartening.
Yeah.
Disheartening.
Mm-hmm. President Eisenhower was elected during the Korean War. Did you vote in the...